Hare Krishna, here we are. Temporary victory over the monkeys in terms of being able to communicate on the internet. And it's something that just goes up and down and up and down. And it's not always them. It's just regularly, meaning on a daily basis, it cuts off. And sometimes it cuts off for a day or two as well. That was the case yesterday. Today I just wanted to speak briefly about sort of the constitution or the purpose, the mission statement of this site and this podcast in order to just really clarify why I speak as I do or why I don't speak as I do. Some devotees write in that more could be said about a certain topic, or there are a lot of other perspectives that could be entertained. In other words, to make a discussion out of some particular theme over an extended period of time. And my answer to that is why I very much appreciate everyone writing in and taking their valuable time to even listen to me. And we have our comment section for devotees who want to comment and amongst each other communicate. The purpose of the site was not a open forum conference to discuss anything or some topics. You know, there are, for instance, Prabhupada conferences open to Prabhupada disciples. There's a guru conference where devotees talk about the topic of guru. There may be a women's issues conference where obviously ladies and men discuss topics concerning women's rights or other principles threadbare. This is not that type of conference. The purpose of this podcast was primarily inspired by Chaitanya Chandraprabhu, I think about 4 years ago, and maybe five. And it was to give me an opportunity at that time to stay in touch, constant touch, with disciples in the UK, considering that I spent the better part of my life in the UK between 1980 and about 2004, 2005. I really felt that I have an obligation in order to be able to communicate with them. And correspondence is one thing, but it's really directed to an individual person. Others don't benefit from it, especially when it's on general topics or just questions, not necessarily on any personal issue or something of concern. And it's not as interactive as the podcast gives an opportunity to hear as well. So we set up this site, and it's developed somewhat, and there's a steady audience. Some of that audience is not officially disciples, but devotees who are just interested in certain topics or interested in the site, and I'm really happy that I can be of service to them. But you have to allow me to just be able to respond to disciples, serve the function of this site more rather than just meet the needs of issues and individuals as they come up. And then now that last year and this year I'm spending so much time in New Rajadam finishing this book, and I'm not traveling so much to Hungary, it gives me an opportunity to communicate with Hungarian devotees. I also put on conferences that I have with some Russian disciples, and that also helps disciples in Russia. So this is my primary purpose, primary concern, and that concern may sometimes conflict with desires that others have. Let's discuss some topic threadbare and more thoroughly. And then obviously the means of communication is quite limited. Others can write in, but it's just me. And sometimes that may appear to be one-sided. In fact, it is one-sided. But considering the nature of this conference, its purpose, I think that that's all right. So, of course, there was an exception. I think that was the first time I've done 4 or 5 sessions just on who is ISKCON and what is a member, because it's a topic that I'm really working on, something that I do want to communicate, and it made me think, like, would I actually extend the use of the conference in order to discuss such points more threadbare? I guess if it really served what I consider to be a important purpose for the devotees themselves, for disciples, that it gave them a better understanding, and in the balance of things, it was more important than answering the immediate questions or doing other things than I would. So that was just the purpose of today's meeting. I'm staying here tomorrow, and day after, on the 30th, I'm going to go to Delhi, and then I'm going to deal with some things for Radha Shyam, clothes, Janmashtami outfit that we designed, and Radha Damodar. I may try and, if I get brave enough to carry it on my own, I may try and get a harmonium also. And then I have to stay 2 days extra also to attend some meetings in New Delhi. That means I'm only going back on the 4th instead of the 1st. However, I'm expecting that I won't have too many monkey problems over there, so I think we'll be able to stay in touch on the internet. Hare Krishna.